Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I don't always or often like to react to people that do our job, their comments. I put way more weight or stock into former players, analysts, current players, what they're saying about the Steelers.
But you've always had a soft spot for Cowherd.
Cowherd is basically,
like your idol,
basically the face of what we do.
He's the Howard Stern of sports talk. He's the Michael Jordan of the medium. You can say it.
And he is talking about Tomlin in ways that I've craved and desired people to talk about him for a long time. His big take today was the non-losing season streak doesn't mean crap. Why does anybody, really should have called out his peers, why do people care about it? Why do they act like it means anything or that it matters? And then I think the two big things he said there, one I agree with, one I disagree with. The one I agree with is when he started naming other, what I would say, prestige franchises in the NFL. The Eagles, because they've won two Super Bowls and been to another one in the last 10 years.
Chiefs.
The Patriots and everything. He didn't name the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, he didn't.
Everything the Patriots have done in the last 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
The 49ers haven't won a Super Bowl, but they're always in the mix. They've gone to two Super Bowls and three and lost both since the Steelers' last Super Bowl win. The Packers, good every year. Get the quarterback position right. The Ravens, who are your equal and a little bit better lately in the AFC North. And he said all of those teams would have fired Mike Tomlin by now. And I think he's pretty much right. Or they would at least come to some kind of understanding or compromise where it was like a mutual way to go their separate ways.
Or they would have, before firing him, they would have forced him to give up defensive play calling. They would have forced him to change the way he hires assistant coaches. But there's been none of that done by the Steelers, who venerate the idea that they still have him.
They wouldn't have just sat around and rested on their laurels and accepted 8 years without a playoff win. The thing he said that I don't agree with, he said Pittsburgh. He didn't say Rooney. He didn't say the Steelers. So when he says Pittsburgh, I think he's talking about us. When he says they take pride in stuff like 21 seasons without a losing season, he's going back and predating Tomlin to 2003. They take pride in stuff like that there. They're old school. No, we don't, or at least I don't. I mean, maybe somebody wants to call in at 412-928-9370 and make a case for why they care about being in the hunt every season and seeing your name, seeing the Steelers logo on that graphic every year in late November. Somebody wants to say that's worth a lot, by all means. But I don't venerate that at all.
I don't think most Steelers fans do either. Like, if he's talking about
the roll their eyes at it.
I think if he's talking about the body of Steelers fans writ large here in town, just broad speak about a group of people, he's got that part 100% wrong. I respect Coward because for a while, he's been the guy, at least on this specific subject, he's been the guy just very much willing to go against like that national zeitgeist or that group think that you can't say anything
Zygest,
bad about Mike.
As Austin
Reader's Zygest, said. Yes. He's been the guy willing to go against that and swim upstream even when it hasn't been popular, and he probably gets crushed for it in some circles, but I think he's been right. But I do think he's off the mark to suggest that like Steelers fans hold that up as a badge of honor. No, they don't. I will say this. I disagree with the fans in this town often, as they do with me, but I think most people that listen to this show, most people that root for that team, understand the following basic concept. That if you're winning more than you're losing every year, but you're not winning in the playoffs and you're not really going anywhere, you are spinning your wheels in the NFL.
Yeah.
Because you are pricing yourself out in the draft from having a chance at a great quarterback, right? You're even if you have a quarterback, say you find one, you're still never picking premium talent because you're usually picking in that 18 to 22 range where usually the true blue chippers have come off the board, and you're just sitting there. You're in neutral. There has become a greater understanding broadly in NFL circles that having a really bad season, if you time it right, is not the worst thing in the world. And I think the Patriots are the example of this right now. They get Brady, and they do that in lucky fashion that they have a sixth-round pick turn into the greatest ever to play the position until maybe Mahomes is retired. Okay?
Okay.
They get him for 20 years, and they make six Super Bowl wins out of it and could have had eight, maybe even nine, Pony.
Yeah.
They suck for what, 2 years? 3 years. They're not a good team. Their coach is like dismissed and almost disgraced in the process. But in the process of being bad, they position themselves to draft, I think physically and maybe even in play style, the closest thing to Ben Roethlisberger since Ben Roethlisberger, or maybe Josh Allen if you want to play that game. They draft a prototype. Where are they now? Probably a year ahead of schedule because they have an awesome quarterback. They have fully reloaded. Talk to most people. What do they think the Patriots are going to do? Be good for the next 12 years, 15 years. They had to suffer through three seasons. Oh, whoa, it's me, Patriots fan. Tommy from Quincy. You know? Now they're good again. What have the Steelers been doing?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Nothing.
The same thing year after year. If Tomlin had this streak, and other than 2008, 2010, 2015, and 2016, so that's less than a quarter of the seasons he's coached the Steelers, okay? If he had more to show for it outside of those four seasons, I'd put more stock in it. He had back-to-back 8-8 seasons in Ben Roethlisberger's prime. Anybody want to fight that or argue that? That's just truth. That's just being honest. He did. The guy was still in his late 20s, early 30s. He went 8-8 in two consecutive years. The next year, they made the playoffs. Guess what? They got beat in the first round of the playoffs by Baltimore. So those are three consecutive, with a quarterback in his prime, bad seasons. I think there's actually some teams that he mentioned, like the Eagles, who would have fired a coach then. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
8-8, 8-8 lose at home in the first round of the playoffs to the Ravens?
Nick Sirianni was on the hot seat through two games last year, and then they didn't lose again. He was in a very real sense, coaching for his job for the next couple of weeks.
So when you go 8-8, unless it's with Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph, I don't see how that's any kind of badge of honor for Mike. Howard called it an arbitrary number. A much more meaningful number is what I just referenced. He's been here since 2007. He is the longest tenured head coach in not just the NFL, but in all the four major sports right now, NFL, NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball. He's had a playoff win in four of those seasons. That's it. Super Bowl winning year, 08. 2 years later when they lost to Green Bay. 2015 when they had the crazy game in Cincinnati that they won. Mm-hmm. And then the next year when they beat Miami and Kansas City and went to the AFC Championship game. That's it. I mean, when you actually put it that way, in four of his 18 seasons, they've won playoff games. Less than 25%. That's not the mark of some kind of great coach. And so when he says this, he would have been fired by other teams. The streak that he's synonymous with is not that meaningful. But and why do people in Pittsburgh care about it? I love it. I am, and not just because I think Coward is like some kind of like person I aspire to be or anything like that. I just think it's so refreshing, Chris. It is damn refreshing to hear somebody with his pulpit or his soapbox to say, this guy's kind of a fraud, and the thing he's famous for really isn't that big of a deal.
I just, again, I'll refer back to saying he's swimming against the current in that realm. You have two very smart, successful friends that now do a show partially together on FS1. Nick Wright is a very smart guy who's not afraid to say things that tick people off. Danny Parkin's a very smart guy who's not afraid to say things that anger people. I think you at times have had to pull teeth with Nick with his pulpit.
He said Tomlin was still a top five coach going into the year.
Yes, to get him to like admit that even Mike sometimes does some stuff badly. There's probably, and here's actually maybe the strongest support for Coward. We know that former players like Harrison, even if they have maybe a personal axe to grind, are now starting to trickle in more and more and say negative things about Tomlin, like, hey, the scheme's not very good, etc. I think that flies in the face of maybe one of the last defenses left for him, which is that people who are on the inside where Coward is not, like, in the game, right? Coaches, yep, and players.
Yep.
They'll be like, man, you have no idea how hard it is to win more than you lose that consistently, like to never lose a locker room. But again, the rebuttal is, so what? All of you guys are playing for playoff game checks and Super Bowl recognition because we've heard guys like Ramon Foster back in the day say, like, if you win a Super Bowl, it opens up all these doors for you as a player in that town forever.
Yep.
Mike doesn't do that. What is it? Like 22% of the time, one out of every roughly five Steelers seasons ends with a playoff win under his watch. That's it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.